loose, and same situation, different shoes. Nick Sweeney was the defensive back trying to chase him down, and no chance of stopping Bentley on that. He cruised right on time and nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
It's now Reese 28, Ubley 14 in the third quarter. Took one play, 70 yards in 5 seconds for that play to take place. And now they're going for two to hand off to number 13, Frost, in the power run. And he's in for the two-point conversion. So now it's Reese 30, Ubley trailing by 16. They have 14. You're tuned to WLEW. More after this.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I have joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. On the web at clarkramsey.com. Minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter left. It's now 30, Reese Ubley 14. It took one play covering 70 yards for Tony Bentley to break free and go in for the score. A play after Nick Sweeney broke loose for 75. And so basically don't even think about those last touchdowns that didn't happen. We're right back to where we started for Glorious Nightingale, in fact. And now it's first and 10. The kick was brought out to the 31-yard line by Ubley. And so Ubley now has 69 yards for a score. Can they come back in one play, Dave?
Yeah, just get this going here? I don't think it'll happen in one play, but it very well could. All of a sudden, the defense is getting a little sleepy. The offenses are sort of putting on a show here, something we did not see in the first half. But Ubley can't let that big play bother them. They got to continue to focus and doing what they're doing on offense and making some things happen on the ground.
First and 10, a wing tee to the right side, a handoff to Kamoski to the right. He's out to about the 34-yard line, maybe the 35. It's a gain of 3, 2nd and 7 coming up for Ubley, left to right across the radio.
After scoring a touchdown, Bentley comes around and makes the first tackle on this drive.
Sweeney has 9 carries for 91 yards. It's mostly due to that 75-yard touchdown run in the last play. Kurt Kamoski has 10 carries for 27 yards, doing a lot of the workforce and the workhorse for Ubley. For Reese, though, Tony Bentley now has 102 yards on 8 carries, leading all players on this field. 2nd and 7. Wing tee to the right, Sweeney under center. And it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to Kurt Kamoski. One more time, has the first down by about a yard, out to the 43. That's a gain of 8, 1st and 10 for the Bearcats.
The quarterback, Cody Peacock, made the tackle. A little bit of a different running play there out of that wing tee. A little bit of a draw or a delayed handoff to Kabatsky. Gave the offensive line a few extra seconds to push the defensive line out of the way and made a nice hole for Kabatsky to run through as he ran over the linebacker to get that first down.
Ubley now going from a straight tee to a wing tee to the right. They're putting number 20, Rakowski, out on the end. And it's a handoff to number 40, Ryan Haig. He is upended at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play in between the hash marks right at the 43-yard line.
Brandon Bauer is a big man, and he blew right through the line and stuffed Haig there for no gain.
They're going to say he had about a half a yard on that one, 2nd and 9.5. We'll round it up to 10 here for you. Minute 30 left in the third quarter. It's Reese 30, Ubley 14 in the pre-district in Division 7. Reese came into this game in this number 2 in Division 7. And now it's Harbor Reach 42, Merrill nothing. It's a sweep to the right side on the keeper for Nick Sweeney. Breaks free of 2 tackles. Gets across midfield over to the 48-yard line. Shy of the first down by about a yard. Brings up 3rd down in a yard after a 9-yard gain on the keeper from Sweeney to the right side.
Trevor Elbers, the senior defensive back, makes a tackle for Reese.
These are numbers any mathematician would love. 10 carries for 100 yards for an average of 10 yards. for Nick Sweeney so far on the night. Ubley has 258 yards of total offense, 188 rushing, 70 passing. Not a single pass in the second half yet for Ubley. Putting the ball on the ground, clock running, 37 seconds left in the third quarter. They trail by 16 to Reese. It's a handoff to Kabowski around the right end. He had breaks free of his first tackle, has the first down, and now he's to the 35, cuts back into the midfield, tramples over that defender, and brought down at the 30-yard line. A 19-yard run from Kurt Kabowski, and had one more tackle broken, and he would have been in for a score. And Kurt Kabowski moves the chains into Reese's territory with 26.2 seconds left, stopped momentarily in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Bearcats.
Number 44, Caleb Gordy, a touchdown-saving tackle for Reese. Kurt Kabotsky had a boatload of steam there, and he'd run him right over, but that was enough to bring him down.
Ubley coming out the wing tee to the right one more time. Murkowski on the right wing. And it's a handoff to the left side to number 12, Brian Bland. He's out to about the 22, shy of the first down by about a yard. Actually down maybe the 21, depends on the spot here. So 8 yard gain out to the 22-yard line, second and two, and that is the end of the third quarter. So after a flurry of a few plays here making a score for each side, it's now Reese 30, Ubley 14. 1 quarter to play in Reese. You're tuned to WLEW.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes and arrows and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find multi-game feeders, trail cameras by multi and cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS. You make me feel good.
Ubley starts the fourth quarter with a pass complete to number 20, Rakowski, all the way down to the 3 yard line from the 22. An 18 yard catch to number 20, David Rakowski. First and goal now for the Bearcats.
Tonight, his favorite target, David Rakowski, on a little in and a little out route, about a 10 yard out route. He just plants his feet, turns to the sideline. Sweeney lobs it out there to him, and right on the hands, perfect pass, and another touchdown-saving tackle from Caleb Gordy. Otherwise, Rakowski would have ran right into the corner of the end zone.
First and goal from the four-yard line. Far left side of the radio, it's a handoff to number five, Kurt Kabowski, and he is short, and they are saying that there was no whistle, and they're saying Kabowski fumbled the ball at the three-yard line. A very odd play there. The play was over for about 4 to 5 seconds. No whistle, and then the ball popped loose, and then Reese recovered at the 3 yard line. No official word yet, and they're saying Reese ball. Holy cow, a swing of events just like that. And now Reese gets it on a goal line stand practically on defense. Now Reese has it 97 yards from their own goal line.
God, Ubley coaching staff very unhappy with that call there. That was a very, very late call. Again, like Clark said, 4 or 5 seconds after the play was over, we were all standing wondering what the call was, whether it was a touchdown or not. And all of a sudden they come up and point Reese football. Very weird, weird play there.
Three men in the backfield, and it's a handoff wide open. Number 21, Trevor Albers, is out to midfield, and his nearest defender's 5 yards away. He's to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Reese. Number 21, Trevor Albers, with a 97-yard scamper. The exact same play score as scoring.